I'm excited to talk about the role my next guest plays with the Grand Rapids Food Co-op. I love this tagline, own together, grown together, and we are growing as we speak. Linda Jones in the house to discuss all things, well, growth. Next time you come in, I'll bet you'll bring me some tomatoes. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Glad that you are here as well. And we move from an initiative to a food co-op. So here we go. It's good to be together in these times, and it's good to talk all things community. So first of all, tell me a bit about you.
Well, I worked as a music teacher and a choir director, led the Ann Arbor Civic Chorus for a number of years, and then we moved over to Grand Rapids because we had grandchildren over here. And since I've moved here, I've been retired and living in Heritage Hill. Yeah, so I realized the food access issues were pretty serious in the center of town. And I knew about food co-ops from where I lived in Ann Arbor and in Austin, Texas, and was in on the start of the food co-op in Austin, Wheatsville. So I thought, you know, maybe we need a food co-op here.
We hadn't had one at this
we
point.
We have had them in the past. Yeah, in the 70s, there were four, one on each corner of the city, especially East Town. That one lasted the longest. They closed in 2000, and so we hadn't had one since then.
What is a food co-op?
A food co-op is a full-service grocery store owned by the community. So whoever wants to buy a share in the co-op is welcome to do that. And everyone who buys a share has an equal say in how the store is run. We do elect a board. The board makes a lot of the decisions. We will be hiring professional staff. But the owners have the final say on major decisions. So it's a very different model from regular capitalism.
Where are you in the building of the Grand Rapids Food Co-op?
We're in the grow the owner stage. So we have 430 owners as of today. And we're aiming to reach about 800 owners. And when you buy your share is for your whole household. So it's each owner household. And once we get up to about 800 owners, then we'll move into the next phase of our development. So co-ops develop by building the community first and then raising the money. About half of the money for the build-out of the store comes from the owners as loans. And then the other half we finance through traditional methods. And some grants will probably be involved. We have shares available. Our standard share is $250 for your household. It's a one-time purchase of your share, not like a yearly fee.
Right.
And then we want to be sure everyone who wants to can join the co-op. So we have a food for all share for low-income owners, and that's $25. And we also have a scholarship fund so that if you don't have $25, then you can still join the co-op with a scholarship support.
I would say this is deemed quite affordable.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, but all with the same vision to grow as you mentioned, together. Tell me the vision of the store. Are you looking for a new building? Will you find an existing building, or will you cross that bridge when you're ready?
We're looking at a store the size of about 5,000 to 10,000 square feet, and we're assuming we're going to rent something that's already been built. One site we're looking at is an existing building that's been sitting empty for quite a while. And we would have to remodel it, you know, open up some walls, but it's in a great location. We're really kind of interested in the location being accessible, being walkable, so that the low-income neighbors who are nearby will be able to walk to the store. It'll have easy access from the freeway, and bus transportation will be easily available.
What will I buy from the store?
It'll be a full-service grocery store, and we will be sourcing as much as possible from our local growers and producers. And the cool thing about co-ops is they're a smaller operation. they're not some mega store that's got to have, you know, tons and tons of green beans from that farm. It's just we can support the local farmers that are growing a number of different kinds of vegetables, and they can all bring it into our store and we'll have it available. So it kind of saves them time. They don't have to sit at the farmer's market every, you know, 3 days a week selling their stuff. They can just bring it to the store and we'll be selling it. And we'll have avocados, pineapples, you know, it won't just be local food, but definitely healthy food.
In a perfect world, when is an opening?
In a perfect world, if we can grow up to 800 owners by the end of this year, which is what we would love to have happen, then we can move into our owner loan drive in the spring, which is a perfect time for that. Get the money, sign the lease, move into the store within the next year after that.
To have a vision. Linda Jones with us, president of Grand Rapids Food Co-op, owned together, grown together, and another motto, growing owners before your store opens. Tell me more, Linda, about who, with that perfect world, with that opening, who visits the store? Is it just for your co-op owners?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yep. It's open to everyone, so we want everyone to shop there. The owners will have special owner discounts and owner shopping days where they'll have a discount for everything they buy. And then once the store is profitable enough, usually that takes a while because you've got to build up your reserves, then the profits will be shared with all the owners depending on how much they shopped at the store.
Could be an investment opportunity,
right?
It
is. It's an investment opportunity. It's a community investment opportunity. It's making life better for parts of town that right now really struggle to find healthy, clean, local food for their pantries.
Yes. And, of course, back to that complete opening, will there still be opportunities to say, I want to become a shareholder?
We are always accepting new owners. Every food co-op is always growing their ownership base. So if you join now, the owners who are owners before the store opens, we're going to recognize all those people on the wall of the store. So your name will be on the wall of the store if you join before it opens.
Well, so you get what you put into something. Again, bottom line, I like this because you will be showing the Grand Rapids community that democracy in the marketplace can meet needs equitably and effectively.
That is the beauty of cooperation. We've managed to bring democracy in our social sphere with our clubs, our churches, all those organizations. We've managed to bring democracy to our political sphere. But we still haven't managed to bring democracy into the economic sphere. And the cooperative business model has been around since the 1830s. And we are just hoping to show Grand Rapids how successful co-ops can be in bringing democracy into the marketplace.
Avocados and pineapples, you guarantee that?
Yes.
All right. Linda Jones, what is the action item? What do you need from us as we speak?
Oh, you're so sweet to ask. We would just love for everyone who hears this interview to go to grfoodcoop.com. That's our website. And you can click on the button and join the co-op. There's an application to fill out, so we have your information. And then you can make your payment for your share. You can buy it right away, the whole 250. You can pay it over 10 months or join as a Food for All owner and request a scholarship if you need that. So money should not stop you from supporting the co-op. And those who can, we appreciate the 250 because that's our seed money.
Starts with a seed. Put that somewhere in your motto as well. Linda Jones, glad that your grandkids brought you and yours to this side of the state, and look what you're doing now to give back to them, huh?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Cool. Keep on having fun. GR Food Co-op in the makings. Thanks, Linda.